Some news now from the world of sports. And in the NBA, the Houston Rockets are one win away from making the NBA Finals after a 98-94 win against the Golden State Warriors in Houston last night. But the pivotal victory came with a high price tag, with one of Houston's two best players forced from the game with a hamstring injury. Point guard Chris Paul hobbled off the court with just 1 minute left in regulation. His availability now for Game 6 in Oakland very much in question. And if the injury is serious, it could compromise his ability to play in the finals should the Rockets be able to complete the upset of the favored Warriors. Paul was relatively quiet in the game. He scored 20 points, but he did score 7 in the fourth quarter to spur a 10-5 Houston run that helped win the game. The other half of that dynamic duo, James Harden, was also uncharacteristically subdued on the scoreboard, adding 19, and he put up a goose egg on 11 three-point attempts. But as so often happens in the playoffs, a reserve player emerged with heroics, in this case Eric Gordon, who came off the Houston bench to score 24 points, and it was Gordon who made a steal on Golden State's final possession of the game to salt the win away for Houston. Now, though, all eyes will be on Paul to see if he can play in Game 6, and if Houston can make the finals for the first time since 1995. Golden State, for its part, is trying to make the finals for a fourth consecutive year, but they'll have to find a way to fight through the aggressive defense that Houston has shown over the last two games, which are back-to-back wins for them. Steph Curry had 22 points last night for Golden State. Kevin Durant poured in 29. But while those totals would be impressive for most players, they're relatively low for those two superstars, and no doubt that coach Steve Kerr would like to see his team get more contributions from bench players like the Rockets got from Gordon in Game 5. Tonight in Cleveland, the Boston Celtics will try to become the team that either Houston or Golden State will meet in the finals, but they'll have to do something they have not been able to do yet in their series against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and that's win on the road. Boston is just one win away from defying the odds and the doubters who said there was no way they could compete for the title this year without the services of star forward Kyrie Irving, but they are right on the cusp now. Of course, a fellow named LeBron James will be doing everything in his considerable power to prevent that from happening on his home court tonight. To Major League Baseball, and after a couple of strong starts for the Boston Red Sox, former Cy Young Award winner Rick Porcello turned in a clunker against the Tampa Bay Rays last night. He lasted just 3 2/3 innings while giving up 4 earned runs in a 6-3 Boston loss. Porcello kept falling behind hitters. He loaded the bases in the first and second innings, and the Rays built up an early 6-0 lead. On the other side, Blake Snell was having no trouble at all with the Boston lineup, holding the Red Sox scoreless for 6 innings. He gave up just 3 hits while striking out 8. Snell likes facing the Red Sox. He's now 2-0 against Boston in 3 starts against them this season. Wilson Ramos drove in 2 runs for the Rays, and Boston's 3 runs didn't come until the ninth inning against reliever Matt Andrees, who yielded a solo home run to Mitch Moreland and a 2-run double to Rafael Devers before Alex Colomé came out to close the game out for the Rays. Sox return to Boston tonight for an interleague matchup against the NL East leading Atlanta Braves, one of the biggest surprises so far this season, a very young team that seems to be punching above its weight. Julio Teheran starts for Atlanta against Eduardo Rodriguez for Boston. The New York Yankees were idle last night. They host the LA Angels at the stadium this evening. The New York Mets got a boost on offense from Brandon Nimmo, who tripled, hit 2 doubles, and reached base all 5 times he came to bat in a 5-0 shutout win over the Milwaukee Brewers. Steven Matz pitched 6 scoreless innings for the Mets. He gave up just 4 hits in his best start for New York this season. In Toronto, the LA Angels got solo home runs from Albert Pujols and Mike Trout, and rookie sensation Shohei Ohtani doubled twice in an 8-1 rout of the Blue Jays last night. And finally, a follow-up to the news that broke yesterday about the NFL crafting new rules that states that any player who doesn't want to stand during the national anthem at games next season must stay in the locker room during the song. The NFL said the decision was made after a unanimous vote by the team's 32 owners. Turns out, that's not true. The owner of the San Francisco 49ers says he abstained from that decision, which was determined by a questionnaire the league sent out to the owners. It wasn't even a vote. And for his part, New York Jets owner Chris Johnson says if any player on the Jets wants to kneel during the anthem on the field, he will not levy a fine against that player, and he will pay any penalty directed at his team as a result out of his own pocket in order for his players to be able to exercise their First Amendment free speech rights.